And my name is Murray the K, right? Hey, so I want to tell you that on June 11th at the Village Theater, which is located on 2nd Avenue and 6th Street, we'll present in concert The Blues Project, Janis Ian, and we also will have for you The Doors from the West Coast and The Chambers Brothers. Now, if you notice, there's four artists that represent the four different attitudes of music and blocks of programming that we present on our show. The blues, the attitude, the soul, and the West Coast. And you can get tickets for $250, $354, and $450. And all you have to do is send in your check or money order to WOR Stereo, New York 18. And may I just remind you that there are two shows, 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. That's on Sunday, June 11th. And we want you to please specify what show you want, the 7 or 9:30 show, and to begin to really move. So if you want, these are complete concerts. This isn't, hey, on again, off again. It's like four concerts in one that you see. So try to make it. That's June 11th, and send in your, you know, tickets for what you want and the price seats and what show. The sound right now on WOR-FM 98.7 is the sound of Gary Lewis, and this is his new one. It's number 30 this week, and we haven't played it, so I thought it about time that we, you know, socked it to you one time. Hey, there's an expression. It's called Girls in Love. Girls in Love, that's Gary Lewis's new sound for you. Say, a shiny new sports car pulls up at a fashionable East Side club. The man gets out, and suddenly everyone's quiet because they're looking very intently, not at the car, but at the man, and they're wondering where he buys his clothes. Well, no one has guts enough to ask, so we'll let you in on his secret. He travels alone, and he buys his clothes at the Stag Shop. Now, he knows that at the Stag Shop, he's not another guy in the crowd, but he'll receive the personalized attention he wants. He's particular, and he can choose from such brands as Petrocelli, Palm Beach, Haspel Brothers, Stanley Black, or Botany 500, and scores of others. And if he wants, he can even go mod with stovepipes or bell-bottom slacks, and even a greater surprise, brand-name suits for as low as $39.95 and slacks from $4.95. And boy, does he know how to shop. He can go late, too. The Stag Shop is open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. 6 days a week. He can even charge it with Unicard, Diners Club, or American Express. Now, we all know a secret. It's the Stag Shop, 43 West 8th Street, between 5th and 6th Avenues in Greenwich Village. It's 3 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock now, and we have identified ourselves, so therefore we'll tell you that the next hour is being brought to you with the very good wishes of Pepsi-Cola. And we're about to put six sounds your way. Now, let me tell you about these sounds. These are very strong records. Each one has won during the past week, including last night. We'll tell you the winner was Satisfaction, which was there were six tunes that were the six all-time favorites of our College Hall of Fame survey. And now we've put together this week, and we'll see how this comes out, because this should be the champ of all champ contest, because this has been a very strong week. We'll start right off with the beginning of the week. We'll play the six, we'll give you a telephone number to call, and then you'll vote. One by one, the Blues Magoos was the winner this week. It's in our finals tonight. Magoos, and that's a brand new one. Now, during the week, we also played a song, which is a very strong song, which we hadn't had in too many contests before. But the more we got into this particular sound from the Rubber Soul album, the more we felt lyrically it was, a groove, and it had an awful lot to say. So we have this as a winner in our Record Review Board contest. And remember, tonight, we'd like to see whether or not we can top that 2812, because a lot of you voted for some of these records in the College Hall of Fame, and of course the winner from our special survey last night is in here. The record I speak of right now is the Beatles' Norwegian Wood. Norwegian Wood, and that is Mr. John Lennon, of course, doing the lead there, and Lennon-McCartney tune by the Beatles. One of the great songs that we play by Ritchie Havens, Handsome Johnny, the lyric at the end of the song goes, some of you aren't even listening. What's the good of, what am I saying all this for, because some of you aren't even listening. I think basically that those people that... really turns me on to see that, like, songs like Satisfaction or Norwegian Wood do get the response it does, because you have to be listening and you have to really say, hey, they're saying something, I can relate to it. And those seem to get the, you know, the greatest amount of votes. So we know that somebody is, you know, definitely listening to what is being said, and it's great because an awful lot is being said today. Pepsi Cola has something to say right about here. This is Levi Stubbs, who is the lead singer of Four Tops. Hello, Levi. Pepsi, of course, comes in the no-deposit, no-return bottles. Jack Holzman, who is our guest tonight from Elektra, this is a record, Jack, that you may find a little interest in. Trey Martin, who also does one of these Pepsi commercials, and also is an arranger and a producer on his own, has an interesting arrangement. He's got sort of the Temptations kind of sound as a background here in certain of the chords and stuff that he has constructed for a song that won our Record Review Board contest, one of them this week. This is Trey Martin's version of 16 Tons. Tons, and that's the sound for you of Trey Martin, and that has certainly a different kind of interpretation, don't you think, Jack?
Yes, very much.
He's
certainly much different
from the way Merle Travis, who wrote it, originally conceived the song.
Or Tennessee and a Ford.
Which is very clean in a way.
Yeah. But it seems to fall into that sort of Temptations bag without
it being too... It's a song which is very adaptable.
Yeah. Well, we're going to find out. You've got a tune in here, too, we'll get up to. Right now, at 15 minutes after the hour of 8, we'll give you a tune which, for some reason, I was kind of surprised. As you know, there are times I don't believe our own surveys here in ORFM, because I get tuned in to what the reaction we get from our audience, and I just like run a contest of the top six and see what, you know, our audience, you know, grooves with. And I couldn't understand why Alfie, for example, wasn't in a list, or why. Because the song was saying something, relating, even if you did, like with the movie, man, it was very, if you just got the character in mind. So I played this record, and it won in our contest, some 600 votes or something. I had some very good competition against it. And that was also a winner. So this is Dionne Warwick, who feel sort of a rapport with, and delighted to see her career go the way it does. And her version of Alfie, also a winner during the week.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you sort it out, Alfie? Are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind and give? Only fools are kind. That I guess it is wise to be cruel. And if life belongs only to the strong, Alfie, what will you lend on an old golden rule? As sure as I be, there's a heaven above me. I know there's something much more, something even unbelievers can believe in. Without true love, we just exist.
That's Dionne Warwick, and that's Alfie, and it's now 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's the fourth sound of six in our record review board contest, all being brought your way by Pepsi.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on. Anytime a thirst takes hold, Pepsi pours it on. Pepsi's got that special taste created for the cold. The cold turns on that Pepsi Drive, makes Pepsi-Cola come alive. Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on. Pepsi pours it on.
This is the new ice age, when everybody likes their cold drinks really cold. And Pepsi-Cola's the one that's made for the cold. Made with a taste that comes alive in the cold. Taste that doesn't give out before your thirst gives in. Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on. Taste that beats the others
cold. Pepsi, of course, in the new no deposit, no return bottles, and we want you to pick up on that as we tell you that here's the song that won one of the big giant contest last night. Some 2,812 votes came in total, and some, was it 500 or 600 votes for, 700 and some odd votes for the winner. The song, of course, is Satisfaction by the Stones, which won last night. Those were six tunes that were the top six tunes as voted in our College Hall of Fame. Jack, I don't know about you, but I felt that this probably, the song done in 1965 was probably the first of what I call the modern pop attitude songs, which really for the first time was making more than, it wasn't a protest and it wasn't the kind of folk naturally commentary, but it really where it's at, everyday social commentary of the war between the generations and the awareness that, hey, this world or the so-called young generation world that the establishment is giving us ain't where it's at.
Well, it's a naked sort of song. It just sort of stands there and says exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the popularity of the song hasn't diminished. I've spoken to people who are jukebox operators, and they still say it's one of the most requested songs 2 years after the fact.
Uh-huh.
The interesting thing was, I understand the song was made almost accidentally in like the 30-minute span in the studio. Just came naturally.
Well, that's what happens.
It was done out in the West Coast.
Yeah, this is what happens with so many.
After they had done the session in which they had recorded Satisfaction, they decided that they weren't about to leave that studio or that engineer. They had had so much good luck with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that it was pulled by the record company as a single A-side.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really designed for that. It was done as part of a record, part of an album.
It sometimes happens. I think Sonny was that way. The producer went down to get some coffee, and they said, okay, you knock it off. And you come
a
back.
Lot of it's records happen side. That
yeah.
way.
So, you know, genius is sometimes a thing called luck. The Stones, who, of course, since they got away from trying to imitate Negro blues and Mick started, decided he wasn't Bo Diddley, I think started to relate in their own bag, and I think they were able to communicate and had a lot of success.
Well,
with
that's a natural progression so many artists have gone through, and especially some of the English artists, because what they were hearing were the old R&B records that were brought over to England. And they began to groove with that kind of sound and began to create in that idiom. And then they found that they had real musical talent themselves and they could thrust themselves in their own direction, and then did so.
The thing I noticed immediately outside of the Beatles, that 99 and 44, 100%
right.
of the audience of these groups that came over, the Stones and all of the English groups, were female white audiences and no Negro audiences at all, because they were trying to give them what, I guess it's plastic soul, and you're not going to sell that. And I gave them a song which didn't do that well here. It was the first song that went to number one in England. I turned them on to a song. I said, here, do this. Just get out of that present bag you are in. And I gave them an old song, a song by the Valentinos, a thing called It's All Over Now, which they went and had great success in England. But, of course, here in the States, Valentinos didn't make it that big, yet it was more soulful.
And it's interesting, the songs that are happening in England now, anyway.
Yeah.
You're getting big number one hits that stay on the tops of the charts forever, like Green, Green Grass of Home with Tom Jones and Engelbert Humperdinck's Release Me. Very country types of sounds now.
In Germany, it was on that kick too.
They've been on that kick to some extent, influenced by what's being played on the Armed Forces Network.
Mm-hmm.
And with all the GIs in Germany, everybody can tune into the AFN. And they're very heavily country music oriented.
All right, so we'll give you the big winner of last night. This is the fifth of six tunes, and then we'll give you a telephone number of six tune, and then you vote, because once you sock it in, this is the big giant contest of six of the big winners with the greatest total amount of votes we've had since we've started the show in October. Here are the Rolling Stones and Satisfaction.
I'm trying. satisfaction. No satisfaction.
Okay, and that's Satisfaction for you by the Stones. And here is the sixth and final tune. Let me first give you the telephone number. The telephone number to call is SL61000. Tonight, because it's the kind of contest it is, we're going to give you 55 minutes to call. In case the line's busy, we want you to call back. You'll have until 25 minutes after the hour of 9 to call. Here's a tune, of course, that Jack feels strongly about. I must confess to you, Jack, outside of one contest, the Doors have knocked off all kinds of competition. They were in a contest with the Rascals at the height. That's when Groovin' was happening. I think they lost by 7 votes or something like that. But at first, I really thought maybe it was a hype that they had a bunch of fan club people, like 600, and they were all calling.
All calling at once.
Yeah, sometime, you know. But then it happened so consistently, and then, of course, realizing the way that they... I was turned on to them, but the Buffalo Springfield.
Yeah, they're good friends.
They're good friends, but most important, they worked together, and they really were high on them. And then, of course, I heard about the Ondine thing, and at that time, I was going through a lot of things that I had to do that I didn't have a chance. All I kept hearing about were the Doors and how great they were at Ondine's, and now they're coming to be in our show here.
Right.
But they represent, a West Coast sound, but a definitive one. And
it's a very distinct one.
And I think that, as you say, it's similar to the feeling of Satisfaction lyrically, if you groove on what they're doing and the feeling of this particular song. So let's find out how your group does right now in the sixth and final tune in the contest. Remember, you're calling in by the name of the song. Here are the Doors and Light My Fire. The telephone number is SL61000 and sock it to us, baby.
True. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.
There's the sound of Light My Fire. That's the Doors, and now you have the full 50-some-odd minutes to call. We'll give you the 926 or 7, okay, so you have 55 minutes. The telephone number to call is SL61000. If you're out of the New York area, in other words, outside of, Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, or Staten Island, you call 212. We want to hear from you if you are in Nassau or Suffolk County or Westchester or New Jersey or Connecticut, too. Or in Saudi Arabia, the area code is HELP. And the telephone number, of course, 212 and SL6, Slocum 6-1000. And if you're going to vote, please vote by the name of the song. If you're voting for the first song you heard, and we'll give you a reminder, that's the Blues Magoos, One by One, which went like this here. Didn't go like that there, went like this here. Okay, and the second sound, of course, was the Beatles and their Norwegian Wood. Or if you're going to vote for Trayton Martin's tune, the third tune, his version of 16 Tons. Or if you're going to vote for Dionne Warwick, you're going to vote for Alfie. Or the Rolling Stones, Satisfaction.
Can't
Well, if you're going to vote for the Doors, you say, light my fire. All right, now, the number again is SL61000. In case the line's busy, please call back and...
What's your choice? What's your choice? In stereo, WORFM, New York.
And now, the Girl Watchers theme. Music to watch girls by. People in this world are girl watchers. That's why the girls girl watchers watch drink Diet Pepsi-Cola with only one calorie. It's the only diet drink with real cola taste, sparkling taste, honest of Pepsi taste. Girls, girl watchers watch drink Diet Pepsi-Cola with only one calorie. Diet Pepsi. Try it. Someone will be watching.
All right, now, and remember that Diet Pepsi also comes in the new one-way, no-return bottles. Murray the K with you, our guest Jack Holtzman, he of Elektra Records, and who pretty has such great artists as The Doors and Love, and you don't ever want to shut the door on Love, baby, right?
Never.
And the Zodiac Cosmic Sounds, which is an album right now, which we're getting such a great, you know, reaction on. Is it finally in the stores, Jack?
Yeah, it's been in the stores since over the weekend here in New York
and
throughout the country now as well.
And what kind of reaction?
Excellent.
Good.
A lot of it stimulated by the playing on this show.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Really?
I am. I'm delighted to see that, you know, people are picking up. There's an awful lot you can do with that album, and I think... people are very interested in it.
And you get deeper and deeper into it, you get more involved.
You know what? Once you meet somebody new and you say, I was going to say, what this on you? Hey, I'm going home and I'm going to listen to you, baby.
It's the kind of an album that everyone's got a personal stake in.
Yeah.
Which is why it was kind of fun to do.
All right. This is a young lady who I think the group itself, I dug. I don't know if you got a chance to see them when they were at the Bitter End. Spanky and a gang.
And our gang, yeah.
Yeah. And they... I think they have got themselves a really big smash with this one. It's Spankula and the Gang, and Sunday Will Never Be.
Now I wake up Sunday morning. Whoa.
Someday we'll never be the same, and that's Spanky and our gang. We have gone into block programming. We've played a lot of the new single up-and-coming hits, some of the new albums that are, some selections from albums that are happening. We had our contest, and we played some of the Zodiac Cosmic Sounds. We played some of the hits for you. Now we'll do some of the R&B, Kings of Soul. One of the things I'd like to publicly state, Jack, and I think now and then you meet a lot of people who are either stand-up people or people who have a high sense of integrity. And in the business, which is supposedly a very, where morals or integrity is not really one of the great virtues of the recording industry, a practice which a lot of the majors too have partaken, have done, whereby an artist becomes hot, and then if you have something, you release it. I know for a fact that Jack had many, many tapes of Janis Ian, and that he has to this day, and it would have been great after all of the exposure here, and then of the Leonard Bernstein national exposure, and all of a sudden everybody's saying, yeah, well, come to think of it now, this is a year later, maybe we will play Society's Child when Stanley called up from Texas today from some stations. Yeah, KRL, all
West that. Coast.
That you now have, we were just talking, and I do want to make mention of the fact that you have them locked up in your little safe, and that you felt that it would not be the right thing to do to try to capitalize on what she has been able to capture now.
As an artist, she develops. She developed so fast in such a short period of time that what she was doing 2 years ago or a year and a half ago is not what she's doing now.
Right.
And that she's developed with her producer, Shadow Morton, a specific and very good sound. And it's just not right to, I feel, to go and release material which we didn't feel was good enough for release at the time. There's no reason why it's good enough for release now.
Uh-huh. Well, that's great because I think you remind me somewhat of your attitude of a fellow who I was greatly admired in his attitude toward the business, his attitude toward his own personal integrity, and toward putting out a quality product and not quantity product. In fact, the only way he could have come out as a winner is he had to sell his business.
Archie Bly,
yes. To be able to save it because it all would have gone for taxes if he couldn't have taken a capital gain. And of course, he had the Everly Brothers at their height and developed them, Andy Williams, and then the First Family album, and of course...
You know, he also did something which is very good. He gave the... When he liquidated the company, he gave the artists an opportunity to acquire their own tapes back.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, Andy Williams, who then went to Columbia, right, acquired his own tapes directly from Archie.
I think of him, and I think of him as one of the great, you know, really good things to happen to the recording industry.
I hope
to
see him back in the business again sometime.
I hope so, because he was a great gentleman and someone who... Really, he spent so much time. It had to be right. He probably was a Virgo.
Well, that's
right?
The only way to. No, I don't know. It's the only way to do it.
Yeah, and it pays off. A little bit of patience.
Well, every record that, if you're sensitive at all about your company, and what the label means to yourself as well as to other people, you can do very few records. Elektra only issues about 25 LPs a year on the Elektra label. Of course, we may issue 60 on our classical non-such subsidiary. But each record takes so much time. It may take months to do it. And you simply can't just shoot 20 records out against the wall and hope that, you know, that something is going to happen. You have to be very, very careful. And in a way, bet on your own ability to properly choose material.
Mm-hmm. Well... We know that you certainly are doing things, that you're starting slowly but surely. You're building all kinds of, like, firsts for you. I'm sure there's Zodiac Cosmic Sounds turning a lot of people on.
Oh, yeah, it was something that we'd turned kind of record that we'd never done before. And
we're going to have some fun with that. You know, Art Wander came up with an idea, which I must credit him for, after he had heard the show, and he said, hey, I got an idea for a great... not contest, but promotion that people would really, you know, go for. And I don't want to blow what the whole thing is because we want to present it, but that should be coming up, I think, next week.
It's really fine.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
So all you people up there.
You called me on the phone to tell me about it.
Yeah, and I think it's very groovy, and I'm looking forward to having some more fun with it, and the people having a closer participation with the planet that they were born under or the sign that they were born under. We have a little Pepsi, and then we are going to start the soul portion of the show. Remember now, you're calling SL61000 in what should be one of our biggest contests of all time, vote-wise. We want you to participate. These are the big winners of this week, which has been a record week for us as far as total votes are concerned. You're voting for either the Blues Magoos One by One, the Beatles' Norwegian Wood, Trade Martin's 16 Tons, Dionne Warwick's Alfie, the Rolling Stones' Satisfaction, or the Doors' Light My Fire. Telephone number SL61000.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on. Anytime a thirst takes hold, Pepsi pours it on. Pepsi's got that special taste created for the cold. The cold turns on that Pepsi drive, makes Pepsi-Cola come alive. Taste that beats the others cold, Pepsi pours it on. Pepsi pours it on.
It's a cold fact. When you want to stop thirst cold, all it takes is a cold Pepsi-Cola. Here's taste that's created for the cold. Taste that comes alive in the cold. And the colder, the better. Taste that beats the others cold, Pepsi pours it on.
Taste that beats the others cold, Pepsi pours it on. Taste that beats the others cold.
All right, Pepsi pours it on Murray the K's Swingin' Soiree, our music being. Here's a gentleman who I say is about one of the most pleasant performers and great performers, and a gentleman who is very conscientious about the way he performs. His name is Joe Tex, and we have done many shows with him and a couple of television shows. Here is a tune which I don't know what it's saying so much, except that it's got a groove. I think it's got a groove and a riff, and if you saying, hey, I like the lyrics because you can dance to it. But it's got a very natural groove, and I think if you want to turn yourself on a little bit, listen to Joe Tex, and I'm going and get it. Come back in a minute, babe. That's Joe Tex. I'm going to get it. 10 minutes before the hour of 9. And remember, this is some of the R&B new sounds that we're playing for you. And we also, of course, are running our big boss contest, the wrap-up of the biggest week we've had contest-wise since we've been on the show. And you're going to tell us about that as you're voting, calling SL61000. Pepsi-Cola brings you the sounds. And of course, people like the Turtles and Martha and the Vandellas and Trade Martin, Levi Stubbs and his tops, the four tops, giving you the sounds of what's happening with Pepsi-Cola. And when it comes to giving you thirst, people like drinks really cold, and you got to get a drink that has the kind of taste that comes through the cold. And like the man says, they sock it to you, they pour it on. And so we suggest next time you go out, you get yourself one of those six-packs of Pepsi-Cola. It comes either in the Reynolds all-aluminum cans or the new no-return, no-deposit bottles. The idea is that what's inside, baby, the merchandise is there, as we relate in a sort of soul kind of way to you to pick up on Pepsi-Cola. May we right now give you, what are we going to do, Otis? You know, one of the great losses, I guess, we had, sometimes you stop and think of some of the wonderful things, even now, that could have been done by people like Buddy Holly and Sam Cooke. And that was probably one of the most untimely deaths. And because Sam was heading in a direction, I think, was saying so much, too, you know.
And Buddy Holly would have, if he had lived longer.
There's so many groups today who...
They're still grooving with his songs. They're still picking up on them, and they still hold up.
The songs that I now and then I get into, I get off of a kick, and you forget. And I wanted to play songs like, one of my favorites is Raining in My Heart that he did. In fact, if people like Paul Simon, pick up on the Everly Brothers or something, those people who come in, I forget who it was, you know, Buddy Holly, who they still... used as a guide, one of their idols that they used to listen to. But speaking of Sam Cooke, there was a tune that he recorded that Otis Redding now has given his new soul interpretation to, a thing called Shake. That's the sound of Shake, and that's the sound of Otis Redding. As we now go to one of my favorite people, because, man, he always was a gas doing shows with Benny King. And he really goes out and does his gig, man. And I sure hope that he has a hit with this one, because I think this is probably the best tune that he's done in a long time. And if he gets the exposure that I think it deserves, I think he'll have a hit. I think it was produced with Bob Gallo. And maybe this combination will give him, because he's done a lot of things that his version of I Could Have Danced All Night and a thing called Amour, where he does, he gets down with those notes, down there where the money is,
the
you
Russian
know.
Bass.
Yeah, and turns me on. I hope he has a hit, because I love this song called Catherine.
Catherine, I heard his mother talking about you. I heard his mother talking about you.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on. Anytime a thirst takes hold, Pepsi pours it on. Pepsi's got that special taste created for the cold. The cold turns on that Pepsi Drive, makes Pepsi-Cola come alive. Taste that beats the...
We know we'll have a certain amount of listeners, and it got almost as many votes when it ran in the contest as the Euphoria side. This is the wine song, and then we'll have Jack have a choice of... We have a couple of artists that we're going to give you a choice of what record you want to hear. This is, we'll play the wine song. No, I tell you what we'll do. We'll break the station first, and then we'll do a Zodiac Cosmic, because I feel an astral sign coming on, because these astral sounds, friends, which music and these impulses have been with us many years before and many years after. And now and then, because I am sort of attuned because of my simpatico with the stars, and because I have related in such a way that now and then I do get these impulses much more than you regular Earth beings. Therefore, it's trippy trip time.
The sound is WORFN New York.
Cancer, the moon child. For those of you born between the 22nd of June and the 22nd of July, Cancer, the crab. Cancer, in spite of its name of vulnerable and comfortable maternal sign, symbol of fecundity and conception, it's a watery sign, standing for ancestral origins. Cancer is intuitive. If you are born under the sign, you are an intuitive and introverted person. And you are born under a sign, the only sign ruled by the moon. If you're a man born under the sign of Cancer, it's not a very good sign for you, because you tend to be insecure, over-emotional, and inactive. But most Cancer men are tenacious and they're stubborn. And for those of you born under the sign of Cancer, you should know you are born under a creative sign of many colors and many moods. For you women who are born under the sign of Cancer, you're fortunate if you are artistically gifted, for this is a compensation for your weaker qualities and is served well by the intuitive aspects of the sign. Byron, Cocteau, Rembrandt, and Schubert were Cancers. Its opposite sign is the no-nonsense Capricorn. Cancer gets on well with Pisces, those people born between the 20th of February and the 20th of March, and those born under the sign of Taurus, the bull. Cancer's minor assets are fine taste in food and wine and the capacity for sympathy. For those of you born on the sign of Cancer, this is your music.
Tide turns twice, then turns again. Cancer's moon children watch from houses with all their... eyes open wide, wanting. Endless naked moonlight swims in the green sensational sea. Throbbing with the wave beat. Laughing the lunar laugh. Sobbing in the dark when the moon shrinks. Pearl is white, onyx black. Both are smooth, and in Cancer's feeling hands, they come alive.
I am engulfed by the sign of Cancer, and I've got a few crabs around me here, too, who are trying to pile up the money. We have quite a wager, because there is interest is running high in our contest tonight. SL6 1000, vote for either the Blues Magoos 1x1, the Beatles Norwegian Wood, Trade Martin 16 Tons, Dionne Warwick's Alfie, the Rolling Stones Satisfaction, or the Doors Light My Fire. And, friends, you're going to make somebody rich tonight. SL6 1000. It's now 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, and I think that's a very fine cut. This Cancer.
That was one of the most difficult to record.
It has a. There's a so much that they say here. It's, you know, how do you relate? I wanted to ask you one question, which I will do right after I finish off my commercial obligations, which are, thank you, good Lord, plentiful.
Time for some girl watching music. Our Girl Watchers theme. How can a girl tell if the girl watchers are watching? Figure it this way. Girl watching is man's favorite sport. They're always watching. That's why the girls girl watchers watch drink Diet Pepsi Cola with only one calorie. This is the one diet drink that tastes good enough to be your steady drink. It's got real cola taste. Honest Pepsi taste. The girls girl watchers watch drink Diet Pepsi Cola with only one calorie. Diet Pepsi. Try it. Someone will be watching.
This past hour brought to you the good wishes of Pepsi Cola and Diet Pepsi, both available in the no-deposit, no-return bottles. Murray the K with you on WOR-FM. And we want to ask a question of Jack Holzman from Elektra, whose album Zodiac Cosmic Sounds has been a great source of interest for our listeners. Okay, can we ask the question in 60 seconds? Thank you.
There are lots of times you know you gotta be brave. Like when you're out there searching for that perfect wave. Hey, when the big ones start to curl, you think you're heading for your grave.
Malibu Beach to Dead Man's Cave, and the girls take a break and relax in Skippers, and the guys in Sand Rovers keep talking about that wave.
In Skippers and Sand Rovers, searching for that wave.
The whole surfing scene is happening at Tom McCann. Skipper sneakers and Sand Rover sandals, $2.99 to $7.99. So hang 10 to your nearest Tom McCann store.
All right, I was going to ask you a question. Now, here in the sign of Cancer the Crab and trying to interpret musically, and I know that being a conscientious person and base it on the facts and the poems, how do you take a sign which is a good sign for men and which shows a maternal sign and symbol of conception for, you know, for the women, and symbol of, you know, many moods and colors, and yet a bad sign for men and good sign for women in certain respects. I mean, how do you try to relate to that?
Well, in terms of the way we wrote the words, we wanted to leave everybody feeling relatively good about their signs, so we didn't stress any of the negative aspects of the signs and the actual words that were spoken. We figured that if anyone who was not hip to astrology really became interested, they'd get deeper into their own sign, into the signs of others, and they would find out the negative aspects.
Well, you did have some. I mean, the one thing
that
I think...
Yeah, but they were very subtle.
They were subtle, but they were there. In other words, I think that's what gave it a certain honesty, that you didn't say, it's like, hey, put a penny in and get weighed and... you find out how much you weigh, and if you don't like that, at least you're going to like what the sign says,
right.
You know? So get pleased one way or the other.
You can also set the words with different types of instrumentation and create different mood effects.
I think it's very interesting, too, to find out. A lot of people like to know the type of person in history.
Yeah.
Who they were, you know.
Well, they can relate immediately and see how accurate it is.
Like, I'm born under a very groovy sign for my kind
Are you an Aquarius?
I'm an Aquarius.
My son is too.
Really?
Yeah.
No, he's very intelligent, highly emotional.
Yes, he is.
Young man. I met him. It's a groove. He listens to Murray the K, friends, which shows this is a quality kid.
And he's allowed to stay up late enough.
Yeah, that's good.
And I hope he's voting.
Yeah, vote. 12 minutes after the hour of 9 now, Murray the K. And this is the sound of the wine song that we are going to send your way. This is by the Youngbloods. Have you heard this yet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have a glass.
Well, some folks like whiskey, and whiskey's mighty fine. Some folks like moonshine, Lord, they drink it all the time. My daddy taught me, said, son, keep your head in line. Drink that wine, wine, wine. Keep your head stoned all the time. That's what it says. Look at them luscious little bottles sitting up on the shelf. Red, green, and yellow, Lord, they are something else. They mesmerize me the way they sparkle and shine. Really ring the bell. Then a glass of Moscow.
I say goodbye to my mind. While folks around me, just don't stop and worry.
You can see that they had a little bit too much wine and they got it back through, baby. I don't know whether it's the Muscatel that did it or something, but I'll tell you, it's our turntables. We have a great set of turntables here. I think, what's the make on that? Mickey Mouse. Yeah,
I see.
How come that they don't last more than one record?
It's planned obsolescence.
What kind of a needle are you using, Larry?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I was afraid of that. The we want to. That's the wine song before it got polluted, and by the Youngbloods. It's 15 minutes after the hour of 9. Listen, proper pH. Don't drink it, friends. Although, of course, it has a kick of a Kickapoo Joy Juice, and we would like to let you know that they are sponsors, Proper pH, and they also make Proper pH skin care pads, which give visible results in 3 short days or your money back, the same as the Proper pH lotion. Now, when you cleanse your skin with Proper pH skin care pads, you'll be shocked at the soil and soot you remove. It's an eye-opener, really, to see the dirt that was still on the face you thought was clean. Handy medicated Proper pH skin care pads are easy to carry with you so that you can condition your skin during the day. It's perfect for travel, so you can fight acne and blemishes, and just ask your druggist for Proper pH skin care pads, P-R-O-P-A-P-H, Proper pH skin care pads, who also carry a Proper pH lotion, easily applied with absorbent cotton. You'll see the results or your money back. The next piece of business before us, as we usually do with all of our guests, Jack, is to afford you the opportunity. We have three artists we're going to play, four artists, that we want to give you a choice to select these, you know, one tune from their repertoire. Janis Ian, Simon and Garfunkel, Richie Havens, and Bob Dylan. And if you'd like to select one from Janis right now, if there's any particular...
Janie's Blues.
Okay, then we're going to play Janie's Blues, which, of course, is, to me, probably one of the greatest commentaries on the hang-up of a lot of young people with parents whose only hang-up is that they're hung up with themselves and with life. Listen.
Just an accident.
you? If I would say to you, Jack, Lightworks is or Lightworks are, what would you say? What would you say?
I say the Fillmore Auditorium in San Francisco.
The Fillmore Auditorium in San Francisco.